SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance is heading up the U.S. delegation as negotiations are now underway in Pakistan aimed at ending the war in Iran.
Negotiations began between the United States and Iran on Saturday, days after a fragile ceasefire halted fighting and brought both parties to the table in Pakistan. A U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance and an Iranian delegation led by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bajir Kalibaf each met with Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif earlier Saturday. Meanwhile, Israel struck more targets in Lebanon, with at least three people killed Saturday morning, the conflict causing thousands of deaths and disrupting the global economy, particularly through the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, where oil tankers are stuck. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump weighed in on those talks with reporters yesterday at Joint Base Andrews.
What would a good deal look like for you?
No nuclear weapon, number one. You know, I think it's already been regime change, but we never had that as a criteria. No nuclear weapon. That's 99% of us.
Strait of Hormuz as well?
Yeah, but that'll open up automatically. The answer is yes, but the strait will open up. If we just left, the strait's going to, otherwise they make no money.
Meanwhile, President Trump is angry with NATO allies over the Iran war, and the future of the military alliance seems to now be in question.
The president's uneasy relationship with NATO took a turn for the worse during the conflict with Iran when allies refused to assist in the U.S. and Israeli-led war. On Wednesday, Donald Trump met privately with NATO's Secretary General in the Oval Office. No media coverage of the White House visit was allowed, unlike previous visits.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. This is SRN News. People of the world, around the world, have been asked about their views on homosexuality. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with the results.
The Pew Research Center poll focuses on the morality of that lifestyle. Nigeria checks in as the country where the largest number of people believe that being gay is not morally acceptable, 96%. Other nations that have similar feelings include Indonesia and Turkey. At the other end of the spectrum is Sweden, where 94% think that homosexuality is morally acceptable. In the U.S., 60% of respondents see no problem with being gay. Michael Harrington reports.
The organization Moms for Liberty made a name for itself at the local level, fighting to win control of school boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's being embraced by the Trump administration and gaining new influence in setting national policy. CEO Tina Deskovich says the group has been part of discussions around everything from transgender sports pants to artificial intelligence. This is SRN News. San Francisco may have solved its crime problem.
After years of rising lifestyle crimes, San Francisco has seen dramatic declines in burglary, robbery, and car break-ins following the 2022 recall of District Attorney Chesa Boudin and the appointment of Brooke Jenkins. Jenkins' aggressive prosecution strategy, coupled with expanded use of license plate readers and drones, has helped the city become significantly safer.
That is correspondent John Scott reporting. Crimes rates have dropped sharply. Car break-ins, for example, down 85%. Robberies down by 30%. Burglaries off 33%. And homicides now at the lowest level since 1954. And new technology is playing a role, including 400 license plate readers and 80 drones that evaded in more than 1,000 addresses by providing real-time intelligence to police. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.